Salander was happy. Her heart was pounding hard when she started up the handheld for the first time in 2 months and ventured onto the internet. Surfing on a Palm handheld with a tiny screen and a stylus was not the same thing as surfing on a PowerBook with a 17-inch screen, but she was connected. From her bed in Salgrenska, she could now reach the entire world. She started by going to a website that advertised rather uninteresting pictures by an unknown and not especially skilled amateur photographer named Gil Bates in Jobsville, Pennsylvania. Salander had once checked it out and confirmed that the town of Jobsville did not exist. Nevertheless, Bates had taken more than 200 photographs of the community and created a gallery of small thumbnails. She scrolled down to image 167 and clicked to enlarge it. It showed the church in Jobsville. She put her cursor on the spire of the church tower and clicked. She instantly got a pop-up dialogue box that asked for her ID and password. She took out her stylus and wrote the word "remarkable" on the screen as her ID, and A, 89 in parentheses, capital C, lowercase x, pound sign, Magnolia, as the password. She got a dialogue box with a text, "Error, you have the wrong password," and a button that said, "OK, try again." Lisbeth knew that if she clicked on "OK, try again" and tried a different password, she would get the same dialogue box again. For years and years. For as long as she kept trying. Instead, she clicked on the O in error. The screen went blank. Then an animated door opened, and a Lara Croft-like figure stepped out. A speech bubble materialized with a text, "Who goes there?" She clicked on the bubble and wrote "Wasp." She got the instant reply, "Prove it, or else," as the animated Lara Croft unlocked the safety catch on her gun. Salander knew it was no empty threat. If she entered the wrong password 3 times in a row, the site would shut down, and the name Wasp would be struck from the membership list. Carefully, she entered the password, "Monkey Business." The screen changed again and now had a blue background with the text, "Welcome to Hacker Republic, Citizen Wasp. It has been 56 days since your last visit. There are 11 citizens online. Do you want to A. browse the forum, B. send a message, C. search the archive, D. talk, E. get laid?" She clicked on D, talk, and then went to the menu selection, "Who's online?" and got a list with the names Andy, Bambi, Dakota, Jabba, Buck Rogers, Mandrake, Pred, Slip, Sister Jen, Six of One, and Trinity. "Hi, gang," Wasp wrote. "Wasp, that really you?" Six of One wrote. "Look who's back." "Where have you been keeping yourself?" Trinity wrote. "Plague said you were in some trouble," Dakota wrote. Salander was not sure, but she suspected that Dakota was a woman. The other citizens online, including the one who called himself Sister Jen, were guys. Hacker Republic had a total, the last time she was connected, of 62 citizens, of whom 4 were female. "Hi, Trinity," Wasp wrote. "Hi, everybody." "Why are you saying hi to Trin? Is there something on G, and is there something wrong with the rest of us?" Dakota wrote. "We've been dating," Trinity wrote. "Wasp only hangs out with intelligent people." He got abuse from 5 directions at once. Of the 62 citizens, Wasp had met 2 face-to-face. Plague, who for some strange reason was not online, was one. Trinity was the other. He was English and lived in London. 2 years earlier she had met him for a few hours when he helped her and Blomqvist in the hunt for Harriet Wanger by doing an illegal tapping of a landline in St. Albans. Salander fumbled with the clumsy stylus and wished she had a keyboard. "Still there?" Mandrake wrote. She punched letters.
"Sorry, only have a Palm. Slow going."
"What happened to your computer?" Pred wrote.
"My computer is okay. It's me that's the problem."
"Tell Big Brother," Slip wrote.
"I'm under arrest by the government."
"What? Why?" 3 chatters at once. Salander summed up her situation in 5 lines, which were greeted by a worried muttering. "How are you doing?" Trinity wrote.
"I have a hole in my head."
"I can't tell the difference," Bambi wrote. "Wasp has always had air in her head," Sister Jen wrote. And that was followed by a spate of disparaging remarks about Wasp's mental abilities. Salander smiled. The conversation resumed with a contribution from Dakota. "Wait, this is an attack against a citizen of Hacker Republic. How are we going to respond?" "Nuclear attack on Stockholm?" Six of One wrote.
"No, That will be overdoing it a bit, Wasp wrote. A little tiny bomb? Go jump in the lake, 600.
We could shut down Stockholm, Mandrake wrote.
A virus to shut down the government?